And André Bezuidenhout, who's the chef de cuisine at Aurelia's at Empress Palace, joins us now. And he brought three dishes for us to sample a little bit earlier on. How are you doing, André?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Fine, thank you. That was absolutely delicious.
Cool.
You could tell from our expressions. So Aurelia's has revised its menu. You've changed things up.
Yes.
So all those patrons that have been coming to you for years will be met with new delights.
Yeah, so far it's been taken very well. Doing more African cuisine.
Mm.
So more of our international guests that we get, they accept it well because obviously it's an international trend having African cuisine in the market now.
Yeah.
So instead of sticking to what everybody else is doing, we said, let's do the African food.
And then you coined something that you called Afroperial.
Yes.
Afroperial. What is Afroperial?
So it's our take on, it's African cooked food cooked in a modern way.
Mm-hmm.
So taking your old classics and just putting a modern twist, like when I went to culinary school, all the cooking techniques, putting it into a modern twist.
Yes.
So you wouldn't just do samp as it is. You would add parmesan, cream, butter, but you wouldn't just add butter as it is. You'll clarify it. A lot of different techniques that you add in there.
Yeah.
So different flavors, different combinations that you get as well.
Right.
And same like on the topic of the putu, different techniques there, adding the sour milk to the putu, making a dressing with it, basically a sauce, a cold sauce with that.
Right.
So different, like you mentioned when you taste it, it just cools the dish down, basically.
Yeah, and let's describe that dish. That was your short rib dish.
Yes.
And you had a piece of the short rib on a bed of samp.
Yes, parmesan samp.
And there was some rocket in there. What was it? The leaf? Was it baby spinach?
Baby spinach.
Baby spinach, yeah. That's it. Yeah. Now that my mental picture is coming back. And then, of course, on the short rib, you had the jus.
Yes.
And then on the short rib, you had amasi and putu.
Yes.
Which also served a similar function to when you'd add a dollop of cream on something, like just to kind of cool it off.
Yeah, creamy. So, but also, the idea with the putu wasn't to add the creaminess. It's to add that sour.
Yeah.
To the dish,
yeah.
Which is more your traditional South African flavor that you get from it.
Mm-hmm.
So taking flavors that I grew up with and also the cooking methods. So, I mean, putu is a strong South African flavor. Maas as well, it's a strong South African flavor.
Yeah.
So putting that into a five-star restaurant and actually serving to international guests, that's the idea that I had with it.
Yes.
When you can cook
and it
worked
so beautifully, I think, from the first bite. The way the flavors work together, it struck me as a great winter dish as well, because it's the short rib, and then on top of that you have the samp, which for me is always synonymous with winter. And then you had the asparagus.
Yes.
Lovely. It was absolutely delicious. And the jus. Let's look at the treatment of that meat, because the meat itself was absolutely flavorful. So what was the process?
Okay, so the process is basically a process that I've been doing for many years. So because of the South African influence, first off, what I did is the short rib that you'll get is not your normal cut, like a sliced one.
Yeah.
We actually cube it into about 300 gram, 350 roughly, before cooked. Then you braai it. You literally on the grill, you braai it for half an hour or so. You get all the charred flavor, the smokiness in there. And then from there, you put it into your, we make a very good jus.
Mm-hmm.
And then we add half jus, half stock. And then you add your mirepoix onto that. Then you add your stout.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a
process.
It's a process, but
it's like 48 hours or so, 24 hours or so.
No, not that long. No.
So it's the beef stock that takes
6 hours.
A while.
The beef stock to get to the jus, that takes 2 days
to get
a proper one.
Yeah.
All that rich flavors that you get.
Yeah.
But then you take from there, add it to your short rib. That's a 6-hour, 7-hour process.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and it came across. It came across that these were well-developed flavors in this particular dish. But you started us off with the smoked salmon langskloof.
Langsklip. Yes.
Okay. And that comes from one of the local farms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you could have gone overseas, get your smoked salmon trouts, international.
Whatever. Yes.
We said, let's do the local
Scottish,
one.
Norwegian.
Yeah. We do South African salmon.
Yeah.
So it's a salmon trout that we use. The flavors and the combinations that we got on that dish is more your international flavors. So you got your Asian flavors with your ondashi mayo, your wasabi smears that you can put on there, the lime,
The caper berries.
Caper berries, yes. All that. So, but with the salmon, the whole dish, pulling everything together, the star is the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sushi flavor that you get from dish.
Yes.
All that elements that you got there.
So and that mayonnaise was very delicious.
No, it's something different. So you use on dashi basically to make it. Mm-hmm. The process is the same, but you would add your rice wine vinegar instead of your normal vinegar when you're making it. Your normal oil. Please don't use olive oil. You don't get a mayonnaise from using olive oil.
Yeah.
Use normal
sunflower oil.
Or canola.
Uh-huh.
And then
fine seed oil. Yeah.
Yeah. So then you add your hondashi, which is dried tuna flakes, onto that. That gives you that Asian.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
That was absolutely delicious. Very creamy. I think there's that little surprise, which is the tuna. And then the vegetarian dish, the field mushrooms.
Yes.
And I have to concede, there was a giant oyster in there. And I thought it was an oyster, but it was actually a giant oyster mushroom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise.
It was.
Yeah. So that dish was put to me as a challenge. Basically said, we need another vegetarian dish. So Chef Moulton, our complex exec chef, said to me, please create a dish using mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, he leaves it in my hands. Went back to the creation that I came across.
Yeah.
So it's the way I came across it was to do the South African classic crumb mushrooms. So I said, I can't do crumb mushrooms in Aurelia's. At Empress
Palace. It's fine
Palace.
Dining,
yeah. It's fine dining. So I said, well, hold on, I've got some Samaji mushroom, white Samaji, brown Samaji, all these wonderful field mushrooms that grows in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, let me use that. So the base of the dish is your mushroom ragu, which is your mushroom sauce. You got your braised or your pan fried, if you can call it that, king oyster mushroom, which is not a oyster.
Yeah.
It's got a bit more of a meaty taste to it. And then you got your deep fried, your crumbed and deep fried Samaji mushrooms. And that's all been pulled together with your mascarpone truffle cream, your dried scallions, and then you got sun-dried tomatoes on there as well.
Yeah.
And basically the bread to go with that as well.
That was absolutely delicious. It was, if you love your mushrooms and you always go for those mushroom dishes and you're vegetarian, this is the star on this particular menu. But you've always been in the kitchen. You grew up learning how to cook in your father's kitchen.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Wow. My mom will probably do a backflip, but it's reason because she couldn't cook.
Yeah. So the two of you had to make do, and then you went on to study, of course.
Yes. Yeah. So from school, I went to go study at HTA in Randburg.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had a passion for it. Grew up cooking, like some nights I'll cook starter main desserts. Always some family functions as well. We used to, if there's a braai, we'll do desserts, creme brulees.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically what I've learned and just do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the process of changing a menu, is it a seasonal thing or is it just after a couple of years?
In all the places that I've been working at, it all depends on your market.
Yeah.
So you got to read your market first. So when I joined Empress Palace last year, and I've been there now a year, end of the month will be a year. So I had to first see the market. I mean, it's East Rand, it's more laid back, easygoing people. So you got to read your market. You got to see what they want.
Right.
You got to see how they like their meat cooked, if they like more stews and curries and all this.
Mm-hmm.
So first you got to see basically who you're going to cook for. And then from there you take literally your menu and you sit down. Okay, say, okay, this is what I've got to work with. This is what the previous menu did, what sold and what didn't sell. You got to also say, okay, I've got a international guest,
clientele. Yeah.
So you got to say, okay, I can't change my menu every 3-4 months because that'll chase business away.
Mm-hmm.
Because now my menu's been running about 4 or 5 months now. We launched it officially in February, so to put it out there.
Yeah.
And it's been taken very well. Now, winter's coming. I had a mix. The menu's got a mix, winter and summer dishes. Said, okay, are we going to change the menu now? I said, no, let's leave it because it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's enjoying it. So we just added a few wintry dishes onto it, like soups and some the old classics like oxtail.
Yeah.
So, this menu will run for about a year. Then we'll just change some of the components on the dish.
Well, so far, the components, the new additions to Aurelia's menu have just blown us away, especially with this technique, this Afro-perial that you have coined. And let's see if it can run, whether it catches on. Might become an official term, official thing within the cooking sector. Thank you so much, Andre.
Thanks for having me.
And the food was absolutely divine. So if ever you want to have a meal at Empress Palace, you're in the East Strand or just by O.R. Tambo, make a turn to Aurelia's. They offer a world-class fine dining experience and a very warm and welcoming atmosphere. And as you've just heard, that they've brought in elements of South African cuisine, whereas before it was largely Mediterranean. And you will love the flavors that they've brought together.